Representative Welty, we had an opportunity to review your proposal, and I were not 100% in support. I think for this evening and for how important this project is not only to Olmsted County but to the entire Upper Midwest, we think you've done some good work and you brought some consensus together. So I think that we can move on your motion whenever you're ready to.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would just say, you know, the art of compromising is that every side gives a little. I'm not 100% in favor of what we have here, but I think it's definitely a move in the right direction, and I think it will incentivize, cooperative to move forward on this project, and we will have, as I understand it, either the largest solar farm in the Upper Midwest or one of the largest solar farms in the Upper Midwest, but definitely the largest solar farm in Minnesota. So, Mr. Chair, I guess I would renew my motion that we adopt the BE-153 Toledo Amendment.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Demmer.
Well, thank you. Mr. Chair, I realize that there's maybe a little heartburn on this. I think we've all had some discussion. We had some here while you guys were out. And I think that when you have a new piece of technology like this, the utility is willing to work with this and step outside their bounds a little bit, we're all doing that. And I think it's important as we move forward, and I don't want to say the word experiment, but as we walk into new opportunities and see how things are going to work out, I think that in the spirit of seeing that happen, using up land that's otherwise just sitting there, it's kind of a waste, if you will, seeing an opportunity for some development of a new technology by a company who hopefully will grow and provide some jobs, I think it merits stepping out a little bit and maybe getting a bit outside the I was talking with Representative Hilty about this, getting outside maybe a little bit of the specific purpose of SIP while still meeting the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish with energy conservation and moving forward. So I think it's a good compromise, and I got to thank the members and Representative Welty particularly maybe for the work that you put in, also Representative Hilty and the senators. So anyway, I think it's a good thing to move forward with.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Representative Hilty.
Just for the record, Mr. Chair, while I'm 100% in favor of this project advancing, I'm far from 100% comfortable with the way that we are facilitating it. I do support the amendment and the project, but as Representative Demmer said, you know, the thing that is troublesome about the bill as amended is even as amended is much less troublesome than it was initially is that it does in plain English just undercut the SIP program, and I've weighed that a lot in the last few days, and you know, sometimes you've got to do what you got to do to accomplish what is worth accomplishing. So I'm willing to do that in this case, but just in case anybody is paying any attention to what's going on here, I want to make clear on the record that this is not a precedent that I intend to follow in the future. We'll find ways to facilitate projects that are deserving, but this, in my view, absolutely does not open the door to using the Conservation Improvement Program to do that.
Thank you, Representative Hilty. And I think your points are well taken. I think that's why we wanted to craft it very narrowly. And I know that I've served on other conference committees with you and energy-related issues. And I thank you for your comments. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Senator or Representative Welty moves that the BE-153 amendment as amended be recommended to pass and be agreed to be the conference committee report for this committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Thank you very much. With that, the committee is adjourned.
Did I stand up?
Thank you.